Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Saturday. It is Saturday, December 17th, 2022, and time for another edition of Blackbird 9's Saturday Snack Shack. Tonight's episode is episode number 5, and I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn, a.k.a. Blackbird 9, and tonight's episode, episode 5, is entitled Noticing Patterns with Mer Bailey, and we're going to have our very own Mer Bailey on. And she's going to be talking about her new show and her long journey in the truth movement. Mer and I have gone back quite a way when I start adding, you know, how many years have I known this person? And so it's going to be a real treat to have her here on the show in a few minutes. And remember, this is a call-in show. So, you know, what we're going to do is after I bring Mer Bailey in, we'll talk till the bottom of the hour. And then at the bottom of the hour after the break, we'll open up the phone lines and let you call in and talk about what you want to talk about. What do you want to ask Mer Bailey? What do you want to ask me? What do you just want to bring up? And that number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Or if you have to, you can use the toll-free number, but remember that RBN has to pay for that, and so don't use it unless you have to, but that number is 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And you can also join us in the chat room at bb9tradingpost.chitango.com. That's bb9tradingpost.chitango.com. And just remind you of the rules for the chat room. That is like a news feed, friendly fellowship chat room. If you're looking for a knife fight, I prefer you go someplace else. But if you want to check up on the hottest news and the dankest memes and some of the funniest one-liners and maybe a tip or two about how to raise chickens, definitely come out to bb9tradingpost.chitango.com and join us. And when Mer gets here, you know, we're going to be talking about her new Sunday show, and it is called Yours Truly with Mer, and that is on Sundays from 3 to 4 Eastern, which is 2 to 3 Central. So Sundays, 2 to 3 Central or 3 to 4 Eastern, Yours Truly with Mer. And so when she comes in a little bit here, we're going to ask her what she wants to talk about. And so some of the things that I thought maybe we could talk about was all the Jeffrey Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell documents that were unsealed this week, than the Epstein victim claiming she has blackmail videos. But, of course, we can all be assured that good old Al Dershowitz, the amazing Dershowitz, kept his underwear on at all times when he was down at Jeffrey Epstein's island. Or maybe she wants to talk about Yoel Roth's secret Twitter account revealed, where the head of Twitter Integrity was posting photos of his gay hookups, right? Yes, these people are setting the moral, intellectual, and ethical standards for us all, right? Or maybe she wants to talk about Elon Musk and the Twitter files. We're up to file 6 now, and a lot of information about FBI and White House meetings with Twitter in the run-up to the 2020 elections, but no tampering here, right, kids? Or maybe she wants to talk about the new Richmond restaurant. Echo, echo, echo. Richmond is now Zio occupied officially. And it's a restaurant that basically banned a Christian group service because it made the delicate little snowflake employees uncomfortable, right? So, you know, what kind of trend is this setting? Maybe talk about that. Or maybe you want to talk about the Washington man who was charged with leaving over 400 threatening voicemails for members of Congress. Or maybe about that transgender teen that was just charged with violently assaulting 2 female students in an Oklahoma high school bathroom. But I'm sure this is just an isolated case, and there's not a trend there with this mentally ill demographic of our youth. Or maybe she wants to talk about Joe Biden's gender-fluid pup handler, who's now been officially fired. Yes, good old Sam Brenton was officially fired from his high-security position for his affection for stealing people's luggages out of airports. Yeah, nothing twisted there. Or maybe she wants to talk about the deafening silence from the 51 intelligence officers, including my old client, NSA CIA director, friend of Michael, dancing Israelis, Michael Chertoff, General Michael Fourth Amendment Hayden. Where is he right now? Not hearing from him. He's not doing his usual circuit on Mockingbird Media, intelligence explaining everything to us, right? Or maybe she wants to talk about, you know, all this information that's coming out about Israel's Unit 8200 in the U.S. telecommunications and media industries, and why we're seeing all this Jewish Mashiach and pill pull tactics in our telecommunications industry. Maybe there's a connection. Or maybe she wants to talk about Sam Bankman-Fried, the FTX and the Belinsky satanic pedophile connections that just keep getting darker and darker. Or maybe the ongoing war led by Jonathan Starbucks Ethos Water con man Greenblatt of the ADL on Kanye West to shut him down, right? We have no power, but if you talk about us, we will shut you down with the full force of our power. Or maybe she wants to talk about Dr. Phil's hit piece on rising antisemitism that is still making the circuits. And, of course, I'm sure every high school student has had to watch it before the Christmas holidays to make them remember what Christmas is all about, is stamping out antisemitism, irrational antisemitism, right? Or maybe she wants to talk about that United Nations vote for Israel to give up its illegal weapons program, 149-6. Funny, nobody's covering that story in the Mockingbird media. Or maybe she wants to talk about Bibi Netanyahu's PR tour of the USA, where he's getting a platform everywhere, but still no word from Ehud Barak of Unit 269. Where, oh, where could Ehud Barak be right now? He kind of disappeared after Ghislaine Maxwell went to prison. So where is Ehud Barak? Maybe we should call his cousin, who's the head of Christians United for Israel. No, John Hagee's just, you know, Reverend John Hagee. He's just the front man. Good old David Brog, Ehud Barak's cousin and leader of the College Modern Maccabees, Maccabee Task Force. You know, maybe we could call him and ask where Ehud Barak is right now. I'm sure he'd know. Maybe Bermele wants to talk about the ongoing mysterious Idaho student murders and why we're not getting any information. Or maybe she wants to talk about that Florida teacher who was fired after a video appeared to her of her interrupting and disrespecting Muslim students praying in school at something that Christian students can't do in Florida. Or maybe she wants to talk about that new Jeffrey Epstein survivor testimony where she talks about having actual videotape. And so that's kind of interesting. Or maybe the Pennsylvania school board member resigning after she was saying that she would never vote for a cis white male for board president. These are the kind of educators we really need, right? Or maybe that white professor at the historic black college in Winston-Salem who had a student arrested for yelling at her, right? So they're blowing that up really good. Or maybe she wants to talk about the California activists that are demanding now 800,000, that's right, 800,000 per person for reparations of evil white slavery. And of course, we can't talk about who actually managed the slavery industry because that would be anti-Semitic. So where are they going to get this reparations money for? And what do they mean by serious backlash? Or maybe the, you know, same old stories of the flood of invaders at our southern border, along with all the fentanyl, the January 6ers still in prison, or it's December 17th now, and we still don't have midterm election results in the Arizona governor's race, or the ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia, or that there's only 7 more shopping days till Christmas. So, Mer Bailey, what do you want to talk about?
Hey, Blackbird. I don't know, man. That's a shopping list there.
How are you doing, darling? You sound great.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well on a Saturday here.
You have snow there?
Not yet, but ask me in an hour.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we've got a nice bunch here. It looks better than Brother Nathaniel videos.
Wow, those are always intense when he's out there. And I always like, what camera is he using that doesn't fog up the lens when he does this?
Yeah, it has a heater on it or something.
Right, self-heating lens.
Yeah, well, just pattern recognition. I think he could probably tie together most of the stories with, anti-Semitism and Satanism, you know, and child sacrifice. We're coming up on the solstice. Maybe they'll all be there.
Yeah, and the question is, you know, how many children go missing during these high holy days, right?
Yeah, and some of these places have sacrifices every day. It doesn't necessarily mean they put on the robes and do the whatever they do, you know, but they just let a child starve to death. You know, there's all kind of ways to do it. But Jesse Sobotar, that's C-Z-E-B-O-T-A-R, has these affidavits, and apparently that may be part of what was gone after at Mar-a-Lago. But she has since made fresh ones, and they've been delivered. But she names names and tells tales, and it's pretty gruesome.
You know, some of the stuff people have been sending me this week that are supposedly part of what's in this big cachet of video, it's dark. It's very dark stuff, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, she, a lot of the stuff is redacted for, you know, common usage. But she has witnessed Tilda Beast and many presidents and all kind of people doing these tortures and cannibalism.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just putting it mildly, how they go about it.
Right. It's truly the dark arts, as they call it. You know, this, you know, the blood ritual torture stuff that, you know, when I first found out about that book, The Sacred Magic of Abram Allen the Mage, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, all those tropes and canards in history were actually true. You know, they're actually spelling it out exactly what they're doing right here.
Well, speaking of spells, that's how they get them to work, is to do these other spells, you know? And that's how the banking system stays. We remember Ronald Bernard, right, from the Netherlands?
Right.
And how he came forward talking about they wanted him to do these satanic ritual sacrifices, and he didn't want to do it. Well, when the third video came out, and that was in September of 2017, this Baxter Dimitri, and I think he's also Michael Baxter of the Real Raw News, and News Punch or whatever, but he does these fly-by-night things, and if you look, they say they're parody and satire to protect him from the lawyers, you know. But they, you know, he uses it for clickbait, because he said just a few days after that so no one would really see the video, and also so he'd get the clickbait that Ronald Bernard had been killed or died in Florida. But it was Ronald Bernard Fernandez, somebody else altogether, right? So then nobody really noticed what this third video was about, but he himself it turned out that he didn't really talk about it, and that's why he was such a good candidate to have in the system to eventually kind of blackmail him to do these sacrifices, was he was abused, let's say, when he was a child. He was given to a pair of homosexuals for a couple of years, and you can imagine. And so when he finally had said that, they didn't believe him, you know. But they did all kind of medical tests and stuff and found, sure enough, he's all messed up inside.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want that little, I guess, it was a mixture of this clickbait. So I'm really cautious about Real World News or News Punch, you know, because this Michael Baxter guy, I'm pretty sure it's the same guy or whatever mm-hmm. cover name for the whoever's writing, you know. So some of it sounds pretty interesting and stuff, but just take it for entertainment if you want to read it at all. Because he did the same thing about the... whatever happened in Vegas, you know.
Right, you know, the big mystery of why do we still not know exactly what happened in Vegas?
Yeah.
It's just insane. But, you know, I guess one of the things that kills me is here we are going into the holiday season with all of this stuff that has been released about Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Unit 269, what we're finding out about Unit 8200 and, you know, the telecommunications industry is what I've been talking about for years, right? Yeah. And this was the PSA that the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, which was the big energy behind putting our dear friend Mr. Graham Hart in the chicken shack for over 2 years for writing a song, basically, and coming on my Christmas show, you know, this is the group that did that, right, with all of their hubris of we're so innocent. So this is 2 minutes. So give this a listen of this woman describing the current state of irrational anti-Semitism right now. So listen to this.
Since creating this account, one of the questions I have received time and time again is, what's the real reason people hate Jews? No. What's the real reason? Like, why did it start? Like, why do they actually hate you? There is no real reason. There is no logic and reason to senseless bigotry. I cannot give you logic. I cannot give you reason. You're asking me to give you a justification for anti-Semitism, and there is none. People have come up with thousands of fake reasons why they hate us, come up with all of these conspiracy theories to justify their senseless bigotry. Everything from racial inferiority to lizard people conspiracy theories. But why do you think it matters that you understand why they hate Jews to try and protect us? Why is it important that you understand their bigotry to support, defend, and protect Jews?
Reactions to that?
Well, first thing comes to mind is the... hey, what you doing, Rabbi?
Yeah, really.
You know,
funny how when the ADL reports all those hate crimes to the FBI and then we've later proved them to be false flags, the FBI still counts them in their statistics, right? They still count. You know, they were still hate crimes, even if we did them ourselves. They still count.
And Leo Frank is still innocent.
Yeah, the martyr. I love the new holiday musical about Leo Frank, the Jewish martyr.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. That. You can't make stuff like this up. They are actually going over the top with Leo Frank with a musical about the founder of the ADL.
Well, again, with pattern recognition, you know, 2014 was the 66th year since 48, right? And they did all kind of stuff. They dropped the flat earth PSYOP, you know, that kind of went wild, but that's when that started. And that's when the Spitlickers, that's what Harry Cooper calls them, and I always, you know, capitalize the SPLC in there when I'm typing in the chat. that's when they added four separate hate categories. You know, you had the hate map and the white hate, and I don't even know, I don't even click on there anymore, but I just thought it was very curious. And, of course, we had the... USS Donald Cook going into the Black Sea on April 10th, and then April 12th, the Russian plane with a Keshi plasma tech basket or whatever underneath that killed that ship and had to be dragged to Romania.
Yeah, talk about a demoralizing move.
Yeah, really. 27 of the sailors just quit. Never mind. But, you know, that slowed down, I think, what they had intended. You don't hear about what doesn't get done, right? Yeah, you know, I think it really slowed them down. Because that was to be the lead vessel in their little invasion there, NATO, as if it belongs in the Black Sea, right? You know, to get us into that pretty fully. But I think it's, you know, it's kind of backfired on them a little bit, like a lot of things do that they never admit that they backfire, you know.
Right, and yeah, Kennedy talked about that in his, you know, famous address to the press corps about secret societies, that, you know, they never talk about their screw-ups, basically, and the things that go sideways, or the things they do, and it has the exact opposite effect, you know, the Streisand effect. You know, that's what my favorite is. Yeah, their operation went flawlessly, but it blew up completely in their faces and made everybody think the exact opposite.
Yep. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. Well, it's not them in charge, you can tell that, you know. But it is pretty interesting how, and Maxwell, I'd like to call her by her real name, Hawk. Hawk-a-lunger. Yeah, it's so messed up. But it's an amazing time to be alive, that's for sure. Never a dull moment. Never.
Who would have thought our generation would get to fight, you know, the synagogue of Satan for the final battle, you know?
Yeah, you're looking that way.
Yep.
You're looking that way. You know, and it just seems so weird the way they, you know, and people are starting to notice. I mean, like, Fuentes is, what, 24? I was thinking about what he said. I watched the thing with him and Alex, supposed to be debate, right, or Ex-Lac Hicks, as I call him, whose body just turned 61 on the 16th. People don't want to hear that. You know,
right.
They don't even want, they can't even stand if the liars themselves tell them it was a lie, you know. But anyway, yeah. So he's this young kid, basically. He's a, you know, he's pretty much on it in a lot of ways. And Jones asked him, how old were you in 2001? He said, 3 years old. It's too funny, you know. It just seems impossible, but, and so I know someone that was same age. So I was just wondering, you know, I haven't heard from him in years, but I used to go over and babysit her and her little baby sister, and her little baby sister turned 20 this year. So, yeah, time marches on. Right, Alex?
Yeah. So what did you think of, you know, I was thinking of, you know, all the college children or young adults now that, were born after 9/11, and yeah, I think of my generation that we basically came in the wake of the Kennedy assassination. You know, two huge, physically impossible official stories, right? And yeah, so that these young people are, you know, starting to make the connections between all of these various false flags in history and assassinations of political leaders, and are asking the difficult questions. And so what did you think about these, you know, 135,000 plus declassified files, and Mockingbird Media an hour later saying it's a big nothing burger, right? Like they've had time to go through all of this and say it's a nothing burger. So what's your take on all of that?
Well, of course, I haven't seen them, and I'm not too sure if I care, but and you may not like this take, but Brian David Anderson, S-E-N, and working with Mark Anderson, he'd come up with himself, really done a lot of research. And the JFK event is what I call it, because we didn't even see the one and only film, The Zapruder, for 12 years. You know,
and then we got to see an edited copy.
Yeah, but, I mean, it is a lie, you know, it's the way it's put together. And Jim Mars, who, you know, was deep into that and was in Dealey Plaza for a reenactment, and a man came out in the middle of the street at the end and fired off a .45. And he couldn't figure it out until he checked out this work, My God, I'm Hit, right? And they had, Kennedy didn't die. He was forced to abdicate, and he was abducted to a Polish-speaking area of Russia. And it's interesting, Marty called into my show when I was talking about that, because she knows people that know about that, too. And she's 87, but she's, like, physically 66,
mm-hmm.
something. But so she's really sharp, and she was so interested in that. And I said, yeah, Mark Anderson's, you know, trying to keep this history alive, and you can find in the archives, they replayed it this year. He called, because I'd asked him if he was going to have him on, right, have Brian on, and so he called trying to find him and everything, finally got his wife, and here Brian passed away on the 1st of November. So I don't know if it was a long-time illness or, wow, you know, the stab or what, the bioweapon. But so that took that one out. But he left some good information to follow down. And, you know, it's amazing the things that they went through. And you got to think about these people, how they're brought up, you know? Yeah, JFK got keen to some things, and there's some ideas that that Mary Pinchot Myers gave him a little LSD that really made him see things in a new light, you know? But, I mean, like, he had pins in his back, and, of course, they said, oh, the back's perfect, you know, when they did the autopsy or whatever, but the autopsy was probably on tippets. You had this man that was the switch man that they killed in the car with the .45. That's what the .45 is all about. And, of course, as soon as they get to the hospital, you know, all the guys take him out, whatever, and they wrap his head up. The nurse wrapped his head up with gauze right away. You know, so and if you're doing your job in the medical scene like that, you're not looking to see who it is. You're working on what you're supposed to be working on to try to keep them alive or whatever, you know. So, and when you get into all this stuff, it's talk about pattern recognition. Fritz Springmeier had dug into it too, and way back with the Romanovs, this is like the Kennedy thing for the Russians. They weren't all killed like that. In fact, Nicholas was taken to the same place that JFK was eventually taken to. Kind of nice palatial spot, but like the prisoner type, you know, scenario where he drives around in nice little place, but you can't get out, you know. And but they had Japanese friends and stuff, and they were all dressed like Japanese, and the women were kept alive to be bloodline breeders, you know. And people go nuts when I talk about all this stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, whose main model is this again?
What's that?
Whose main model is this again? Whose research is this based on?
Well, this Brian David Anderson did the stuff with David JFK, although there's quite a bit there, but like I said, nobody wanted to touch the stuff, you know, but it's all there. It's all there if you want to, you know, look into it. I mean, even in the Zapruder film, how does his head get blown off and then, you know, the rest of the film, it's all right again? You know what I mean? How come he's not still splattered all over? No, it's, my God, I'm hit because someone hit him with something in the shoulder, in the right shoulder. That was the only hit. And there was a woman that had a Polaroid of that. You know, it's kind of grainy and everything, but he just sort of leans over against Jackie. But the blood on her is from the switchman, you know, the guy they had in the back. And the seats in that limo could be cranked up higher and down lower and whatever. And, you know, but like I said, they dragged this guy out. He was all bloody. And who was it? McClellan, was that? One of the doctors. And Deanna Spingola had them both on. You know, he was getting towards the end of his life. And but at that time, I didn't know about this scenario, but I had seen the more than three-hour thing, the JFK to 9/11, Everything is a Rich Man's Trick, and it's a Brit narrating it. And he's taken stuff from Mark Lane, whose real name is Levin. There's another bunny hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's a lot of details in there that, you know, they try to say there was like 18 guys set up to shoot and whatever, and but whether they were or not, they didn't, you know, whatever that part was. But there were two caskets. And McClellan, he had said, yeah, they always wondered about that. So that checks out. So they had the two bodies, apparently the switchman and Tippetts. And Tippetts was a doppelganger. And in that, you can hear the audio of G. Gordon Liddy saying that he was bragging about it, that he shot Tippetts in the back of the head. So they'd have him for that purpose. You know, so it gets like fractals, right? They just keep going.
Oh, that's the thing. It's just, you know, what is it, the Russian dolls that are inside each other. It's like, well, every time you think you get to one level, it's like, ah, guess what? It just gets stranger from here. So anyway, we're getting ready to take a break here. And you're listening to Blackbird 9's Saturday Snack Shack. And our guest tonight is Mer Bailey, who has a show on Sundays now called Yours Truly with Mer Bailey, and that's from, get that right again, from 3 to 4 Eastern, which is 2 to 3 Central, right?
Yep.
And so real quick, you know, tell us what you're doing with the show as we go into break here.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, kind of as it comes to me and I think about it, I kind of like to touch on the Maseroth this week. I don't really know enough about it, but I know someone that does, and I'm hoping I can get them to come on. But it just shows how everything was about Christ. And it's only mentioned once in the Bible in Job, but it's about the whole star system and the zodiac and the astronomy. Everything is pivoting around the Creator, Christ. Creator and then the Savior, you know. I mean, people mm-hmm. want to totally write him off, like Atwell and all that, you know. But that's just convenience, too, you know. It's another little black hole to fall into when you get to Simon Magus and how they went and found his bones, his skull and femurs, and, you know, so.
Yeah, that was one of the things when you get into the esoteric side of the religion and, you know, all the early churches, they have all those sacred relics, and a lot of them are the bones of the various, you know, martyrs and saints for specific reasons, which is very curious stuff indeed. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I thought we'd be hearing the break music by now.
Are we broken?
No, it's coming. Thank you, Mr. Pretty. There we go. All right. So we'll be back after these breaks.
That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and whey.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and whey.
You're listening to Blackbird Nine's Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Blackbird Nine, a.k.a. Frederick C. Blackburn, and our guest this evening is the delightful Mer Bailey, who has a show on Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern, that's 2 to 3 Central, entitled Yours Truly, Mer. And we're going to open up the phone lines now. If you want to call in and let us know what's on your mind, what do you want to talk about, you can call 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Or you can call the 800 number at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And I believe we already got a caller on the line. Mr. Producer, could you patch in Kathleen in Texas, please?
Hey, Blackbird and Myrrh, two of
Hey, Kathleen, how are you doing today?
Two of my favorite people, and I everything you said. I love your method of well, maybe Myrrh would like to talk about this, and then you give the lineup. But fabulous. Well, I called because Dr. Lorraine Day, drday.com, wrote a book called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why? And I swear the chapter had everything you said, all that list of, you know, what Myrrh might want to talk about is the chapters for that book. And it's fabulous. So The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why? And that's Dr. Lorraine Day, drday.com. And I'm reading for the second time her wonderful book, Who Rewrote the Bible? And so I just wanted to say that. And I'm really enjoying the show, and I don't want to take more time because I would like to hear more. But, Myrrh, I did want to ask you something. When I heard you on Farron's show this morning, you said something about Dr. Fetzer. You said something about, well, everyone knows about his wife or something. Who's his wife?
Well, no, that's what I said. It just occurred, you know, it has occurred to me before, but it came to my lips. Who is his
wife? I'm sorry, can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Can you hear me, Kathleen?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know if that's on.
Maybe you could just find out for me, Blackbird.
Yeah, so, for whatever reason, Myrrh can't hear you. So what's your question again, and I'll ask her for you.
Okay.
She
mentioned on Farron's show today, she assumed that people knew, and maybe everyone knew but myself, as everyone knows about James Fetzer's wife. Or who she is, and I don't know, so I'd like to know.
I can hear Myrrh. Kathleen, you can't hear Myrrh?
Okay, no. Yeah, I can hear both of you, but
now I can hear Myrrh like this little teeny way. It's so low.
Oh,
but I can hear it fine when the show's on. So maybe just this, but
I'll say to Blackbird what I said. What I said was it just kind of came to my lips, but it's come to my attention in my mind many times. We don't know who Fetzer's wife is. We know she's a liberal, and we know she got the stab, but we never hear her name. You know, so these are things that make you wonder. And I guess it was Miles Mathis that brought it up. He has like an 8-page thing about Alex Jones' trial and how he would go and do his show in Connecticut, apparently, or something, or he wasn't in the trial in Connecticut, you know. So both his and Fetzer's, Miles Mathis said, he thought were just to scare us into not talking by charging these enormous fees. And I made the quip, why don't they just charge them with the national debt so we can all get a good laugh?
Yes. Well, I'll let you go, and again, wonderful combination, Blackbird and Myrrh. Okay, thank you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for calling in, Kathleen. So,
Lorraine Day will be my guest on the 22nd of January.
Okay.
I was going to ask you if you had read that book yet. I haven't read it yet, but I've heard really good things about it.
Both of those two books, though, I'm going to treat myself to for Christmas, whether it be,
you're going to
Russian
love
Christmas.
The horror story of The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why, that's the horror story, and it even has pictures.
yeah.
But it's fabulous, And then that was just written a couple of years ago, and then in 2012 was the Who Rewrote the Bible, and oh, that is she puts the good news back in Christianity, and yeah. In fact, that's one of her websites, the Good News About God, and the book is fabulous. So. I would recommend both of those for your Christmas present.
Oh, good suggestions, good stocking stuffers. Yeah, it's one of the things, you know, when I, after 9/11, you know, after I got blacklisted, and, you know, having an engineering system design background, you know, you really catch on to the fact that some people design systems to work and other people design systems to fail. And, you know, when you have to go back and then relearn your history of all of these groups and individuals in the shadows that have been deliberately trying to destroy everything that we've built so that they can replace it with their new world order. And you start noticing those patterns, and then you see it everywhere, right?
You are going to love this book. Anyway, all right, and Merry Christmas to everybody, especially all of the Sam, Mike, and Julie, our wonderful producers, and all of the hosts and callers of RBN. I just love, you know, I'm so grateful that we have this platform for as long as we have it. I hope we have it for a long time.
Yes, and please remember to, you know, donate to RBN, because it does cost money to stay up, and we need platforms like RBN out there, because, you know, somebody's got to tell the truth, because Mockingbird sure isn't doing it right.
Yeah, I think some of their equipment's getting pretty worn out, so.
Well, Kathleen, bye-bye. Well, thank you so much. You have a Merry Christmas. And
you too. Okay.
Happy
Bye-bye.
New Year. All right. So what else have you been looking at this week, Mer? What's the story you've been following?
Yeah, you know, just whatever I'm drawn to. And, I noticed, I don't know if you know about Hoaxbusters, right? Diana Ploss had a Rumble channel, and Jim Rizzoli and Joe Rizzoli and Diane King, and she would have a couple times a week, like a couple-hour show. You know,
right.
It was really funny and good. And they'd have a call-in number. And a little cussing and stuff on there. So, but apparently Jews would call in and cuss them out. And apparently that's what happened. They got their channel pulled down, so it didn't last too terribly long, you know. But Jim Rizzoli on BitChute has all his. He puts up, like, I don't know how many thousands of videos, short videos that are very interesting. And then they would pull on that to... for their Hoaxbusters, and have the theme song, of course, Graham Hart's Hoax Train, or what was the other? I forget. But they, yeah, so that was pretty good. But like I said, I just stayed up late the other night to watch Fuentes and Jones and their debate, and that was pretty interesting, because he can hold his own, this kid.
Well, know? That was, you know, what I thought was interesting about how Alex Jones was handling both Kanye West and Nick Fuentes, that he was actually letting them speak rather than doing that bully, shutting, you know, shouting it down kind of thing, which mm-hmm. he has done in the past, you know. And, you know, when I've seen clips of the Nick Fuentes interview, and it sounds to me like he held himself really well and expressed himself really well.
And the thing that Jones is really, you know, throwing Hitler in with Mao and whatever else all the time, and that's becoming very noticeable that it's a lie, you know? Just because the Jews say it doesn't make it so. I mean, that's not how it was. And in fact, you know, they like to point out recently a lot of people talking about how many Jews were in his military. There were Jews all over in Germany. You know, they had come from Russia before, right, in the World War One and stuff, and they were well treated and everything, and then they took over, as parasites do, you know. But there also were a lot of good ones, like Carrie Cooper points out. There were whole U-boats full of young German Jews who were loyal mm-hmm. to Germany, and they got put on the bottom of the drink, you know. So, I mean, none of what we're told is true.
Right.
And he didn't hate the Jews. He just knew they shouldn't be running things, which is, you know, an actual true thing. If you want to know what life is really about, you don't want them running things. And what was it, 1489, Constantinople, right? I told Jeff Nyquist about that letter when he was telling me that, you know, you need to compare the protocols to Jolie. And this Jolie guy turns out that he has another name, of course, Jewish, and he's a plagiarizer and liar, too. So, but I know we're not supposed to talk about hosts, but Nyquist, when I was saying what the real name of Marx was, right, anyway, he said, oh, it's anti-Semitic. He was a Christian. You know, that his mother was a Christian before he was born. Like, okay. Well, that proves my coined word, crino, Christian in name only, right? So.
Right. And, you know, and that's one of the things about the model that the National Socialists used to combat the Hidden Hand Antifa, you know, slime mold forces in Germany was the collective, you know, that, okay, we're going to round you all up and we're going to put you in state-of-the-art labor camps, and then we're going to triage your threat analysis and decide if you are Bolshevik terrorists trying to do to us that, like you just did to Germany and the Armenians and the Ukrainians, or if you are indeed a loyal German, that then we're going to move you back into these positions. And that was the thing that blew me away, was you find out just how many Jews served in the National Socialist system that had been vetted. You know, that's just,
Yeah.
But at the Appalachian State University Center for Judaic Holocaust and Peace Studies, they don't cover that. And if you try to bring it up, they will threaten to have you arrested, as I found out. And this is my tax dollars at work here in the high country of North Kakalaki. You know, it's amazing how they pride themselves on, you know, this intellectual approach to the holohoax, right? But they won't talk about the real genocides that have taken place. They supposedly, you know, do all these seminars on genocides, but they never touch the Holodomor, the Bolshevik Red Terror, or the Armenian genocide. So it's just that it doesn't exist, and you're a hater, if you know, you're an anti-Semite if you try to bring it up, right?
Yeah, well, it's the victors posing as victims, right? And now they've got that all through society, victimhood. For instance, and this is really bugging me, I'm not sure exactly when it started, but it's not been too many years, that instead of saying something was or were, you know, like my children were taken from me, people are now saying, I had my children taken from me. So in other words, they're taking credit for the blame, you know?
Oh, that's an interesting syntax difference, yes.
Or are they taking, you know, brownie points, racking up brownie points for victimhood status? You know, it's disgusting.
You know, well,
I
that's the
dentist once, but yeah.
Well, you know, Golden Pie Prince and I have been talking about the Cartman drama triangle for years, about the balance of the let's you and them fight game strategy, where they set up all these victim groups and say, y'all are victims and we're your protectors, you know, we're your, you know, enablers, but those white people over there, that's the oppressors, and so we're going to help you wage war on them because it's the thing to do, so let's you and them fight. And so you really do see these victim Olympics, and it's hilarious when they start to do these, you know, things together, and suddenly the LGBTQ group won't hang out with these people because they call them anti-Semites, you know, et cetera. You know, who's the biggest victim group here?
Right. Oh, it's hilarious. I'm sorry. That's what happens without God, or as was in Ecclesiastes, nothing new under the sun. Under the sun,
yeah.
Meant without God, you know.
You know, one of the things about Kanye West's whole thing is he's challenging that uber position of the Jews as the ultimate victim group, right? And you know, the American blacks are the close second. And he's like, well, what happened to us actually happened to us. So how does that change the status on the victim Olympics here? And that's when you start seeing all the producers at Mockingbird Media just melting down on how do we deal with this?
Well, like when the Fuentes and Yee were on with Tim Pool, and I just saw bits of it, and Luke Bradowski, right, and Milo, and then Milo ran out too, but these are all Jews, right? And Rudowski, he says, oh, you know, the wasn't he Harley? Yeah, Pasternak, the trainer.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a handler. He says, oh, he's Canadian. He's a Jew.
He's a Jew. Oh, I remember after 9/11 when that was the big thing in Hollywood was to have an ex-IDF or ex-Mossad. There's no such thing as ex-Mossad or ex-IDF, but as your personal bodyguard. So all these Hollywood celebrities were flaunting that, you know, their bodyguard staff was, you know, ex-Mossad, et cetera. And then he's like, no, these are your real handlers. And we see what happens if you start, you know, questioning things you shouldn't question, and you realize that you really are in a gilded cage, and your security is there to keep you in line, not, you know, to protect you unless you need to be taught a lesson, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's, what do they do then, put the choker chains on them? I think that's curious with the Chappelle and the pull your gold out now that you're just a millionaire, not
yeah,
a billionaire.
Yeah, millionaire, gold out, right? Chains out. Yeah, the chains out. That was the big thing. So anyway, if you'd like to call in and talk to me or Miss Mirbailey, you can call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. So, you know, what else have you been really focusing on with the news cycles this week? What do you think they're trying to push? What do they think they're trying to get us to not look at?
Well, I think the JFK thing is probably kind of bait. I noticed they did that with, you know, certain points in Trump's administration, right? Talk about whether that was coming out or it wasn't. So, you know, but they can't ultimately ever tell the real truth about that, you know. So whatever they tell, it's going to be, you know, but it's nothing new. Again, it's, you know, did it with the Romanovs. But, you know, I guess I don't kind of watch much news or anything. Like, you're telling the stuff there. I'm like, okay, I guess I've heard of that, but I didn't really pay attention. But what really struck me, and I guess it was this morning, came to mind. I'd been thinking about it before, and I said on Farron's show about Aaron Mostovsky, the Brooklyn judge Shlomo Mostovsky's kid that was a January 6th, wearing skins and stuff, right? And he's
QAnon shaman guy?
No.
This is a different guy.
I'll send you stuff of him. Definitely a Jewish guy, and he's wearing skins, but he stole a bulletproof police vest and was wearing it, right? But I was just looking to see, compare what happened to him and what happened to the others, you know?
Right.
And he used to do 8 months, but I couldn't find out where, and then be on I think it was a year, you know, where they track him, and then 200 hours of community service and a $2,000 fine. Why didn't they do that with everyone else? You know, they had the self-guided tour.
Right. They stayed within the velvet ropes while they were rioting, right? Out of control.
Yeah. Self-guided tour. You can sing it to Gilligan's Island, yeah.
Right. I saw the New York Times this week where they were trying to push the big lie that the January 6th Senate hearings or congressional hearings were the most watched thing on television this year, right? And it's like, nah, talk about messing with some numbers. You actually had computer numbers that said that many people tuned into it more than anything else the whole year. Yeah, that's definitely some very creative programming, because, you know, who watched it? Did you talk to anybody who watched it other than for the ironic nature of it? Or,
oh, talking about irony, in the mail this week, I got a letter from Nielsen for ratings.
Oh, wow.
I don't even have TV, okay?
You know, and what's funny, you would be a perfect Nielsen family then. We'll just tell you what to put on your chart of what you watched, right?
Right, right. And it's all information gathering, data gathering. But in the back of the envelope, you know, it's like a kind of big envelope, and they had a round cellophane window with two crispy new dollar bills in there. And I thought, well, I guess we're not too degenerate yet. Nobody broke in and took my $2, you know? And then you get $5 if you send it in with a certain amount of time. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I had to go, you know, do some stuff that probably should have been done sooner, that was sent to me that needed to be, notarized. And, you know, the little town hall, they don't even charge you to notarize, but I did want to give them some money to make copies for me so I didn't have to go to the next town over in the snow, right, because library there was closed. So, oh, sure, we'll make you copies. So she got the crispy dollar bills.
Well, speaking of Ponzi schemes with your $1, $2, $4, what is your take on the whole FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried and the Balenciaga? Does it tie into the Pizzagate stuff, you think, or how is this going to play out?
No doubt. I'm sure. But what really hit me at first was, do you remember Joshua Ryan Goldberg in 2015, R-Y-N-E? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And of course, then we had Kadar 2 years later in Israel that Trump sent in 12-man FBI team for. But this Ryan Goldberg, you know, it was just very curious. And as Kevin Barrett pointed out, how many of these are there? You know, there's got to be an army, you know, because they can do this. This is typical, you know, of the type of stuff they would do under the radar with expendable youths, you know, that have mental problems, right? But his parents work with autistic children, and we know they're like, what, one in less than 50 now, when it used to be one in maybe 10,000. So they're making a little army of them, and they had to get that off right away. Within 4 days, they had the bombcock boy, you know. Remember the Muslim bombcock boy? So that would mess up all the searches. You go to search for, you know, bombcock, whatever, bomb on the internet, because that's what Goldberg was doing. He was trying to infiltrate a 9/11 commemoration in Kansas City and get stuff blown up, but he was dealing with FBI, didn't know it. Well, actually, how it got blown, the cover got blown, was Fairfax Media in Australia, because he was doing Australia witness, and he was apparently behind, you know, the two guys there in Garland, Texas. Well, of course, we had the Jewess, what's her name? Pam Geller and Gert Wilder. I mean, you got to really watch these people. I mean, there's, you know, but anyway, so apparently a couple Muslim people got killed there, whether or not that's even true. But, you know, so it was trying to, again, kick stuff off. And he had a lawyer, Jewish lawyer, Brownstein, that he was mimicking, you know, a persona of him, but he dropped all the charges. So, you know, that's how they do within the club. Echo, echo, echo.
Yes.
You know, so, but there, he had so many different personas. And the same thing with Kadar, who used a Google Voice app, using a woman's voice so he could steal billions in crypto. You know, so they're the ones behind the crypto, and we'll try to do just like they do with any other kind of currency or wealth, you know.
So, yeah, that was one of the things that I flagged immediate was when, you know, they started exposing this FTX thing. It's like, this reminds me of the same type of scams that Michael Kadar, echo, 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 was doing. You know, the all-time high score for, you know, terrorist attacks, right, was good old Israeli Michael Kadar. He had the high score at the ADL and the FBI, but they still counted it. You know, but he was doing all this stuff and getting paid in Bitcoin. So anyway, wow, we are already out of time. Ms. Merbailey, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I'll give you the last word real quick.
Oh, it's fun, Blackbird. Thank you so much. And join me tomorrow, people. I think I've known you for probably 12 years, 11 or 12. I don't even. I was
something like that, yeah. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. And you have a wonderful weekend. And we'll catch you on your show tomorrow. So
thank you.
Listen to the Snack Shack. Until next time, I'll see you all at the rendezvous.
My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and weigh. Now, taters taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so fat and have these puny weights, because I always had to take an old cold tater and whey.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.